The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, the UN has warned of a global mental health crisis because of the pandemic. In Ireland, a leading psychiatric hospital says half of its admissions are now related to COVID-19. At a time when calm, mindfulness and resilience are necessary survival tools, we asked PhD student, recovered drug addict and author of the book Bonus Time, Brian Penny, to share his experience of working through difficult times with us.
For as long as I can remember, I was consumed by anxiety and tormented by my mind. When I was 17, I found a solution. I found heroin. It wasn't a good solution.
Many parents are worried about their children getting caught up in the drug network and want to recognise symptoms of the problem.
I spent the next 15 years as a heroin addict, fighting to reclaim my life. But in the end, addiction took everything. It took my job, my health, my mind, and every important relationship in my life. Addiction brought me to the very edge, and then I tried to take my life. But I was lucky. On the 8th of October 2013, I was given a gift. Call it what you will, a perspective shift, an awakening, or simply dumb luck. That's not important. What matters is that it completely changed the course of my life. My mind went quiet. Anxiety left me. And as I strolled around the grounds of the detox centre where I had this shift, the world felt different. Wonderfully different. The sun didn't just shine, it danced. The wind didn't just blow, it kissed my skin. I was in a state of euphoria. I had numbed my senses for years. But now, the normal, everyday things that others take for granted felt fresh and new. I could see, smell and hear everything, louder, deeper and brighter than ever before. I could even feel the moisture in the air as if nature herself was breathing on me. There and then, the seeds were planted as I began to develop my program for life. So what's in this program? Over 200 tools, I still don't do things by half, to help me to navigate my new life. They help me with self-awareness, make value-driven decisions, build connections with others, embrace failure, dream big and be bold. Over time, I wanted to share this program and I began giving talks in schools, advising young people on tactics for life. Some listened, others didn't. They would all face challenges at some stage in life and these skills would help. So I needed to figure out a way to get my message across. In Blackrock College for their Addiction Awareness Day, it dawned on me. If I was a famous rugby player giving tips on life, everyone would be listening.
Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad.
Maybe even the sports jocks. So I decided, why not incorporate the life lessons of successful Irish people from business, sports and the arts? With that, I started by cold calling the corporate world, guessing CEO email addresses. I didn't know what to write, so I simply spoke from the heart. What came back blew me away. Over 80% responded, and I got interviews with every one of them. Some of their life lessons included, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. Be true to your wonderfully weird self. If you keep it simple, anything is possible. And the only limits in your life are the ones you put in yourself. So think big. And something very specific to these COVID-19 times. Let go of what you cannot control and focus on what you can control. What were my big lessons from reaching out to those further along the path? People are nicer than you think. But it's only by daring to dream that you can give them the chance to show you how.
Brian Penny there.